Yes, I think the lights are on, Thomas.
No, the lights are not on yet.
Aren't they? They should be.
Let's see this closer.
Yes, they are. Let me lift you up. Look down there.
Oh, yeah.
Orange and green lights.
Oh, let me see again.
Let's see again. And then it's breakfast time. Okay. Oh, good boy.
Let's see, shall we?
That's a new one. Is that what you're saying now? Let's see, shall
we? I'm in the level one.
No, you don't.
Need that one there, and that one switch down. I'm new, Mummy. I just want to see something again.
No, come on, it's breakfast time, Tom.
Oh, I like
what do you like?
Taking things?
Not
eating things.
Oh, no, eating things. You don't like eating things?
No.
Oh, remember that when you asked for sweets. Oh, Thomas, I didn't think you liked eating sweets. Is that what I shall say?
Yeah.
Ha ha. Kids play.
You can't.
I can't. Oh, poor Mummy would like a kiss. That's not nice, is it?
Stupid woman.
Who's a stupid woman?
Mum.
Oh, that's not a nice thing to say. Oh, it's not funny to us. That's a really naughty thing to say. Mummy doesn't like that. I don't like you saying that.
Just drink of it, Diet Coke.
No, you don't have Diet Coke at breakfast time. You can have that at lunch.
Yeah.
It's breakfast now.
Ha ha. What do you think? Here's it.
Okay, it's some orange.
This only more like tastes of lollies.
You taste some lollies?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds nice.
My.
There we are. We haven't had any of that currant juice for a while, have we?
My lolly drink.
Your lolly drink? Do you like lollipops?
I drink them, my big ones go bap, bap. I crunch them as well.
You crunch them as well? You mean ice lollipops, or do you mean the lollipop that Grandma gave you?
Yeah.
Well, that was a mistake, really, because we went to the sweetie shop and you bought some jelly snakes and I saw some little lollipops that they used to have in the sweetie shop when I was a little girl. Small, round, hard ones. They were sort of powdery, crunchy. Almost tasted like refreshers and sticks. And they also had some yellow and orange ones with more like a boiled sweet on a stick with pictures of fruit on oranges and lemons. And I saw those and thought, well, if you're having jelly sweets, I shall treat myself to some sweets. And I brought them home and I hid them in the cupboard. And then when I came home from work, Grandma had found them and thought they were yours and given you one of the lollipops. Mm. It nearly broke your teeth, didn't it?
Mm.
And I didn't tell Grandma they were for me. So I've hidden them again.
Mama said they were especially for you.
Did she? She said they were especially for you. Well, I'm sure it didn't do you any harm, but they're just a bit hard, aren't they? And you like ice lollipops, don't you? Ice lollies.
Mm-hmm.
And what about ice cream?
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm. Do you like ice cream when it's got chocolate in the middle?
Mm.
Well, not in the middle, on top, a flake.
Mm.
And you like bowls of ice cream with strawberries, don't you?
Mm-mm.
Is that what you're going to say? Mm-mm.
Mm.
Right, Thomas Henry, what are we having?
Starburst.
Now, come on, talk properly. What would you like?
Starburst.
Well, if you say that, you won't get anything. Shall we have some Rice Krispies, then we can have them snap, crackle and pop?
I think so.
You think so? I think that would be rather nice. You all have cornflakes, so you don't mind, do you?
Curly's my sweetheart.
Is she?
Yeah. I love her.
I know you do. You're getting on much better with Purdy now.
I love her tummy.
Do you?
Yeah.
You love her tummy.
Mine.
Yes, that's yours. Would you like some milk on?
I think so.
And you're getting on much better with Purdy because you're treating her gently.
Mm-hmm.
And when you treat her gently, she's not frightened and she doesn't run away, she stays with you. In fact, mm-hmm. I was looking at you this morning, you've had a nice cuddle, haven't you? Mm-hmm. When we first got up.
Then, now, Purdy huggled me.
Did she huggle you? Cuddle you?
Huggled my chin.
She huggled you. That's your special word. Your cross between cuddle and huggle, isn't it? Cuddle and hug, I mean. Oh, don't put that in your mouth, Thomas. Dirty.
Yeah.
You silly Billy, that's the top of the milk bottle. It's all... Ugh.
I say to Winky.
Who's a Tinky Winky?
Papa. Mummy?
Yes?
The Papa.
And a
pat pat one.
Yeah. What's a pat pat?
Because
you're
going to
be like
vocals. That's all.
Did you put them? They put tea or some water. What did you say?
Put some vocals like that.
Yeah.
Or the mug of crush. Then you're going to think that's pat pat. See?
I don't see it really. No, what's she talking about? If you bang bottles like that, they crash.
Go far. Fire.
Oh. Well, I've completely lost it now. I know you're talking about fire now. But... Sorry, love, I don't understand. Mm. Tell you what, Thomas, your daddy tidied out the food cupboard the other day and he said he didn't realise we had so much chocolate in the cupboard. And he's on a diet, and I've noticed that the only bar of chocolate I knew about has disappeared. Do you think he's hidden it so he's not tempted to eat it? Or do you think he's eaten it himself?
And his belly.
No, his tummy, don't see Daddy. You think Daddy's eaten it, do you?
Yeah.
I think he's probably eaten it. Sure. What date it is? Oh dear, is it the 27th? Let's have a look. Thursday 27th it is. Taking Purdy to the vets tonight at 5:45. She's not very well, is she? It's Mummy's friend Ruth's birthday today.
Mummy's birthday. Have a nice time.
Love. Oh, yes. When it's Mummy's birthday, we have a nice time. Well, that's not for a while yet, is it? But Mummy's friend Ruth lives in America. That's a long way away, isn't it?
What's that?
Mummy's friend Ruth lives in America. I said that's a long way away. You probably don't remember now, but we went about 4 weeks ago to buy her a birthday card.
It's up in the sky.
Yes, that's right. You get just to America by going in an aeroplane in the sky, don't you? Because we had to post that card a long time ago.
In a white postbox.
A white postbox? Where's there a white postbox? You're eating your Rice Krispies and then you'll talk about it. Oh, that's a good boy, because you know you haven't got to talk with your mouth full, don't you?
Yeah.
It was
Captain, and disrestationed.
Disrestationed?
You want this big white big postbox.
Is there a disrestation? There's a big white postbox. I've not seen it. Are you sure it's a postbox?
Yeah.
You're not thinking of the Royal Mailbox where we said the postman leaves his letters, are you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Ginger Weasel.
Ginger Weasel? Oh, the ginger pussycat's there. Yes, he's just walking through, isn't he? What do you call him? Ginger Weasel.
Oh, hello, feet. I'm kissing your feet.
Kissing my feet?
No, just hugging my feet.
Hugging my feet. It was Demetra's birthday on Tuesday.
Yeah. America.
In America? No, Demetra's not in America. Demetra's in Greece. That's also a long way away. You need to get an aeroplane to get there.
Get there and find Demetra.
You want to get there and to find Demetra?
Yeah. But it's dark and horrible in there.
Dark and horrible in there? What's in the aeroplane?
No, I mean in woods.
Oh, in the woods? Yes.
And I need my torch to see what's happening.
Do you? You need a torch to see what's happening because it's dark and horrible in the woods. Do you think there are big bears in the woods?
Yeah.
Crispy's nice, Thomas. The Rice Krispies last time. What's the matter?
I want peep peep.
You want a peep peep? What's a peep peep?
Dad, the bunny of the post boxes. A pink conk. A blue. Behind the station, there's another blue box.
A blue box at this station?
Another post box.
Are you talking about Disbury Station or Burnley Station, or are you talking about the station you go to with Grandma or Grandad?
Yeah.
Oh, well, if it's the station with Grandma or Grandad, I don't know which one that is, you see.
It's beyond Q Station.
What? I think it's called Morwood Road Station. And what happens, Grandma and Grandad on a Wednesday go to B&Q, don't they?
Look at the trains.
And you park the car. After you've done your shopping in B&Q, you go and look at the trains, don't you, at Malden Road Station. But Mummy's never been there.
You look at the trains for still raining and sweaty.
It's still raining and sweaty?
Yes.
What do you mean it's still raining and sweaty?
Because the lights better. The rainbow moves that windmill there.
Yes.
That's wet windmill.
A wet windmill?
It's swept.
The windmills are blowing around this morning, aren't they?
In the wind.
Blowing around in the wind. If you're a very, very good boy, we'll finish our breakfast today with a little piece of Easter egg.
My Easter egg, my birthday.
Well, you didn't get them for your birthday, you got them for Easter, didn't you? For once, Easter was after your birthday this year. Quite a long while after your birthday. Last year, you were 2 on Easter Saturday, weren't you?
Yeah.
Yes. And this year you had your birthday right at the beginning of April on the 3rd. And Easter was the weekend that's just gone, wasn't it? 20-something of April. So about 20 days this year, in between your birthday and Easter. So that's quite nice, isn't it? Mummy's sister, Auntie Janet, was born on the 26th of March, which is a little bit before your birthday. Whenever Easter used to fall near her birthday, people used to give her Easter eggs instead of birthday presents. And she used to get upset.
What happened? On a worm?
On a worm? Well, no. She just used to get a bit upset because she felt she should have had a birthday present for her birthday and an Easter egg for Easter, not an Easter egg for both. So you've been lucky because you got presents for your birthday and you've been given Easter eggs. So that's lucky, isn't it? Mummy's going to make some crumpets now. Would you like one?
What crumpets? What are you talking about?
What am I talking about? Who knows, Thomas? I shall show you.
Oh, okay.
This is what I'm talking about. You can always have an ordinary piece of bread or a piece of toast instead.
Oh! Look at this!
Look!
Oh!
Do you like those?
No.
Yes?
Yeah.
Would you like one with honey or a piece of cheese?
Honey.
We've no jam today. I don't know where the jam's gone to, but it's not in the fridge.
Come back, jam instead.
Come back, jam. Don't let me forget to put those in the toaster, will you? They burn quite easily.
What burns?
I'll put them in the toaster and if I forget about them, they'll burn. I don't think it will pop up quite like it does when I put ordinary bread in it. I enjoyed that. Do you enjoy yours? Hey, well, I was quite about that. Did you hear them go snap, crackle and pop when I put the milk on? I forgot to listen, did you?
Yes, so am I.
So am I. You forgot to listen as well. There we are.
What?
Who? Oh, I just must have been talking about something else and forgot to listen. Honey's gone a bit hard, hasn't it? I need it a good shake. Where does honey come from, Thomas?
I don't know.
Bees?
We have a few.
You can. Buzzy bees make honey. Do you smell that?
Oh, yeah.
Does it smell very sweet?
No, it feels out. It feels
alright, but just it's very, very sticky to you. Can you smell that? Does it smell sweet?
Yeah.
And nice?
And sweet peaks.
Well, bees make honey.
What's on?
Well, they live in hives and they make honeycombs. Bees and wasps can both sting you. But a bee makes honey. So we've got to look after bees and protect them. They're a little bit like Birdie, Thomas. If you don't get all flustered when you see a wasp and a bee, they'll just pass you by and not bother. It's if you start lashing out, they get a bit frightened. And then they get cross, and that's the time they might sting you. So it's much better when you see them just to ignore them.
Sing!
What's that noise? Sing. What does that mean?
Because I'm an airplane.
Oh, you pretend to be an airplane, are you?
Sing!
Would you like to try some honey, Thomas, or would you just like some butter on this?
Just butter.
Just butter, margarine. Yeah.
Cookies from Tesco.
What's from Tesco?
That margarine.
The margarine?
Look.
It is Tesco sunflower spread. You're quite right. You can recognise the sign for Tesco, can't you?
Mm.
And the other thing, you know the... Well, you know all sorts of things like Marks and Spencer's and John Lewis and Sainsbury's. You can recognise all those B&Q. And the lorry that we saw. What was the lorry? The orange and white lorry, like the one that David and Sharon bought you. What letters of the alphabet were on that lorry?
What alphabets?
Alphabets. The letters of the alphabet. From the TNT lorry.
Yeah.
The letter T.
Yeah.
Letter N.
Yeah.
And another letter T.
Let's go my T-T-Lorry now.
You like your cheese nice? It's very crumbly. It's Lancashire cheese.
T-T-Lorry,
I want. Oh, you want your T-T-Lorry? Sorry. But you said you wanted your cheese.
Yes, you pig.
No, Thomas, don't say this. I don't mind that. I think that's an awful thing to say. No, it's not funny.
Please. Oh, that's...
And
I want that one.
It's very nice.
I want the
little
one.
I haven't got any. You mean the little strip cheese, the strips of Dairy Lee? Yeah. I'm sorry, but you ate them yesterday.
Should I save some?
You should have saved some, yes, but you didn't do. Now I'm having honey. Would you like some honey?
No, I don't like honey.
Have you tried honey?
No.
Well, how do you know you don't like it?
Because I'm not with blindness. Buzzy bees are stinger.
You don't like buzzy bees because they sting you, Nick? They do, but only if you upset them. Most of the time, bees are working very, very hard.
Yeah?
Making honey. Selling Tesco.
Buzzy?
Who likes honey? Winnie the Pooh.
I want it.
Just try some, please.
Look.
It's not you, kids. It's really nice and sweet.
No, I want it. I want a TNT lorry.
Well, if you have a bite of that, I'll get your lorry.
What lorry? You mean my post lorry?
You can have your post lorry as well if you like, but I'd like just to have a bite of that. And try it, and then you can tell me you don't like it.
You wish it on its own.
Oh, would you not? This hasn't got honey on, that's just a plain crumpet.
Oh, no, no.
Would you like a piece of toast?
No. Yeah. Black jam.
With black jam, you mean Marmite?
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't. Say Marmite.
You just said it. I just heard you say Marmite.
Marmite.
It sounds like the bus song. Marmite, Marmite. So on the yacht and off we went.
Bumpty bumpty bump. Margarine smashed.
The margarine smashed. Right. I'll pop you a piece of toast in the toaster. Well, will you finish those, please?
I'm hungry.
You're not hungry. There's no Easter egg, Thomas, I'm sorry.
TNT lorries, please.
TNT, the T stands for Thomas, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, TNT lollipop, daddy and mum Vitra.
What was that? Did you get to eat your cheese? What? Eat your cheese, please. God, it's nice.
What's that? I don't know.
There we are. That did quickly, didn't it? Eat your cheese, please.
This one's going to work. This one's going to work.
Has something happened to the wheel?
This one. I mean, this
one. Oh, dear. I think it's because it keeps being dropped, Thomas.
Oh no! Oh, I think David and Sharon are buying another lorry.
You think David and Sharon have to buy another lorry?
Yeah, do lorry.
No. Uncle Brian meant to do post lorry when the wheel went wrong on that, didn't he? And that's because you dropped it. Right, will you please eat that cheese, Thomas, now? Come on. Because if your lorry gets dirty, you'll have to get rid of it.
And the dustbin will collect it away.
Yeah, the dustbin will collect it. I'll take it away. In the dustbin tip. The rubbish tip, is that where you'll go with it?
I walk and then I go quickly and I take you to chase the dustbin then. I hop in the engine. I'll get my
D&T
lorry back.
Would you? Yeah. If we threw it away, you'd chase the dustbin lorry and you'd hop in the back and get your TNT lorry back.
Little man, carry me in. I see very well.
What? Oh, the little man would carry you for soup because you couldn't see very well. There you are, Heather.
My torch is see what's wet.
I think you would need a torch, wouldn't you, to see what's going on? Do you really not want that piece of cheese?
Mm.
But you're going to eat your toast, aren't you?
Okay, what's got in that lorry?
What has you? I'll try. What have you got in that lorry?
Lots of newspapers.
Have you?
Yeah, look.
Mmm. Wow. Mmm, Thomas, this cheese is nice.
Thank you.
I don't know what's going on. This one's not working too. This one's not working.
Isn't it? Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah. What do you think the TNT
lorry
was doing in this
room? I think delivering lots and lots of newspapers.
Do you think it was delivering lots and lots of newspapers? Oh no, there's a magpie on the fence outside. Oh, it's just flown away, sorry.
Sorry.
Just as I said it flew away so you couldn't see it. You were telling Jo that you'd seen a magpie, weren't you?
Look, it's coming back, boys. It's back to back. Look, that's a... I fixed it.
Welcome. How did you fix it?
They go bang!
Oh, so.
My hammer.
You gave it a bang, did you? Did you bang it with your fist?
Yeah, my cheese. Sorry. Man, you want a newspaper?
Yes, please.
Okay, a man jumped out there again. He jumped in there again. There's a newspaper man got.
Oh, thank you. Oh, wow. Thank you. He did have a newspaper in there.
Yeah. What? You pick it up for a lot of TNT lorry.
Thank you.
Goes on. Then it stops.
I would imagine the TNT lorry, when it carries newspapers, carries stacks and stacks of newspapers all bundled up in piles.
Those ones are newspaper.
Daddy does buy a newspaper every day, so I'm sure you'd break.
That's just last one. There's no more.
No more newspapers?
I'll show you.
I don't know what's going to happen to Daddy. You'll have to go to Tesco and buy one. It's empty, isn't it?
not a big one.
Perhaps Daddy could read my newspaper when I'd finished with it. We could share, couldn't we?
It's about me, my birdie.
Because you and Birdie could read it as well if you wanted to.
Daddy said, no, we can't. Think.
Well, Daddy wouldn't know because Daddy's at work. So if I read it, and then you read it, and then Birdie read it.
Yeah.
As long as it was waiting for Daddy to read when he came home, he wouldn't know if he'd read it before him, would he?
No. Oh dear.
And then after Daddy read it, we could say, thank you, Daddy, for sharing your newspaper. We've all read it.
Thank you, Thomas and Purdy and Mummy and Mitra.
And Dimitra. Dimitra can read it as well, can't she?
To straps that are thick. Put his foot on.
Please.
These.
There you are.
Thank you.
Are you going to eat that toast for me, please, Thomas? We'll be hungry later on if you don't. Is that nice?
Yeah. Can you do that again backwards?
Which is the letter T, Thomas?
There.
And that stands for Thomas, doesn't it?
What about that one?
The N. Well, there is an N in your name, Thomas Henry. Henry has an N right in the middle.
What's this one say?
And that says T as well. Thomas, N in the middle of Henry.
What's that one
another
say?
Another T for Thomas.
What's that one say?
I think it says Scania. Let me have a look. I can't see from that distance, please. Yes, Scania.
What is turning back?
You got a little wooden train for your birthday that spells your name.
Red.
It has some red on it, yes. The last carriage is an elephant on a red background. Does that taste nice, Thomas?
Yeah.
This is very nice. I'm enjoying this.
That one close, Larry. This one. We're going to see a lot of crispy on top.
You found a Rice Krispies here because it's on top of a lorry.
You'll rate it, please.
Thank you. You're delivering Rice Krispies as well, are you?
Yeah. Deliver. Thank you. The man shouted, thank you. Then he's turned back again. Oh dear, his friends have come off.
His front's come off again?
Yes.
And what happens when the front comes off? Does something?
Newspaper pop my and sleeps in there.
Does he? Where does he sleep?
In here.
Does he?
Yeah, same. Then he sleeps in there. Can you go over there and sleeps?
Does he?
Yeah.
I don't think he sleeps between the cab and the lorry. I think he sleeps inside there.
I think he sleeps in there.
Oh, he can't sleep in that. It's full of newspapers. Or do you think he sleeps on top of all the newspapers?
No, I think he sleeps in there.
But that's open, isn't it? If it started to rain and he was sleeping there, it'd get wet and cold. I think he sleeps in there.
I think I sleep in there.
Do you? Did you have a nice night's sleep last night?
In my lorry.
In your lorry? You slept in your lorry, did you? Oh, that's very strange. Because you were in your bedroom this morning. Have you got a lorry in your bedroom?
No.
Oh, right.
I've not got any more lorries.
Would you like an apple now, Thomas?
And this package of lorries.
No. Would you like an apple?
Yeah. With big skin on it.
With big skin on it.
No, then it's gone off again. I think a man sleeps in there.
You think he sleeps in there?
Yes, and me too. My mummy and Bernie's can't sleep in there. My daddy can't sleep in there. And me too, and Jean, and me, and Catherine can't sleep in there.
What do you mean, Janine and Catherine? Excuse me. You remembered a lot of names then. Well, I suppose if he hasn't got any newspapers in the back of his lorry, it is large enough for people to sleep in. I'm not sure how many people. Phew, excuse me.
Well, the back wheel can spin round.
They can't. The back wheels can spin round and round. Well, I'm not sure how comfortable it would be, Thomas, if there was nothing to sleep on. Let me cut it in.
Your foot's on.
Please eat some more toast, Thomas. Don't worry about this. Come on, if you're driving big lorries, you're going to get hungry. Eat some toast, please.
I'm not hungry. I'm not hungry.
You're not?
No. I didn't pass. Two doors are open.
Has he got to? Oh, I see both doors. The doors side by side. I was just about to say, I didn't realise it had two lots of opening doors, but I see.
I think I put some sweeties in there.
Well, they're not getting any sweeties from me to put in there. You're not eating all your toast. You shouldn't start putting food in toys, Thomas, because then they get dirty. In fact, you shouldn't really have toys at the table at all, should you? You're sitting at the table, it's meal times. There, how's that? That's a nice
sound. It's got a lot of spinning.
It is, isn't it? Spinning round and round.
What for? No, it can't spin round.
No, it shouldn't spin round, really, should they? If the lorry driver's inside, he'll get dizzy, won't he? He'll fall over.
I know the big novelty engine lorry run over his feet.
Oh dear! The novelty engine lorry run over his feet?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound
very
pleasant,
does it? No. And Danny's there. Daddy smashed his head down.
What did Daddy do?
Smash his head down.
Smash his head down?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
No, no, that's it. That. Would you just spare?
No, Thomas.
He's spare.
Well, that's another reason why your wheels don't work, because you're always dropping it on the floor. If you didn't have it at the table and you waited until you finished your meal, you were playing with it on the floor. Oh, your little play table, it wouldn't have quite so far to fall, would it?
No.
Right, I shall wrap the bread back up and put it back in the bread bin. You're enjoying your apple, aren't you?
No.
No? Oh, is that why you're eating it all up?
Yeah.
Let's see. I think fruit is your favourite thing, isn't it? What types of fruit do you like, Thomas? Apples.
Pears. And oranges.
Oranges? Yes, you shared an orange with Daddy last night, didn't you?
Yeah.
Was it nice and juicy?
Yeah, a pip in it.
Did it have a pip in it?
Yeah.
Oh gosh. Well, that's it. When I give you apples, I usually slice them and quarter them, like I have done just now, so we take the pips out. But with an orange, sometimes if they're buried in the segment, you can't tell until you've bitten into it, can you? Is that what happened last night?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. And you wouldn't like that, burning a pip. Do you remember those little tangerines and satsumas we had at Christmas?
Yeah.
You were really enjoying those until you realised they had a little pip in them. And you wouldn't touch them, would you?
No.
You stopped eating them altogether. Oh, dear.
I've tried to eat an orange.
Tried to eat an orange?
I tried again. Look.
You like grapes, don't you?
Look.
I can see. And what about strawberries and raspberries?
Yeah.
Oh, and I'll tell you what will be coming up fairly soon in the summer. Cherries.
And Carol's tree.
Pardon?
And Carol's tree.
Carol's tree?
Yes, me Carol. Being kissed by his mummy.
Oh, right. Ah, I see what you mean. That's a good boy. Yes, Christopher's mummy's called Carol. And they have a cherry tree, don't they?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. Grandma has one of those. My mummy has one of those. But I'm not quite sure you can eat the cherries from it, Thomas. Mm. I don't know whether you can or you can't. Some perhaps you can't. We'll have to ask her the next time we see her. Well, I remember when we went to Swansea. When you were only a baby. Mm. And Sainsbury's had big tubs of cherries for 99p. And normally you'd pay about that for a quarter of cherries, so we bought some. They were beautiful and you loved them. I seemed to spend all that holiday cutting cherries in half and taking the stone out. And you were eating them quicker than I could get the stone out. You were... And then last year we bought cherries, you enjoyed them. Cherries and grapes.
About black grapes.
Black grapes, yes, you like green grapes and black grapes, don't you?
Yeah.
A lot of the grapes we buy, they're seedless. They don't have little pips and little seeds, do they? So you can eat them just as they are.
About pears?
Yes, pears are like apples. They have pips. That's why Mummy normally peels a pear, cuts it in half again, that's a quarter, to four quarters.
Newspaper dropping on the road?
Yes, the newspaper's just falling on the road. It's a newspaper falling off the back of your TNT lorry on the table. And that's how you like to eat pears, but...
Joe, what's that?
Let's have a look. I think it's just a little hook that hooks the lorry onto the cab. But when Mummy's slicing the pears, quartering the pears, I do what I do with the apples, and if there are any pips, I take them out. Crunching the apple. Enjoying that.
Oh, baby.
It's a pretty skin on that apple. Have you seen it? It's green and yellow and red.
Mm-hmm. Well, yellow.
Yellow and red, but look, that's very green at the bottom there, isn't it?
Mm.
And the flesh of the apple is nice and white, isn't it?
Don't eat it.
You're going to eat it? Wow.
The rotten. Hello, hello, na 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 na.
You've eaten the yellow part. Is it nice and refreshing? Does it taste nice and crispy?
A boy, na 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 na.
Billy.
David and Sharon say something different.
David and Sharon say something different?
Well, they've seen something. Tingling castle pudding at the water.
You have to say that again, Thomas. I can't understand. I'm sorry, Dad.
Tingle in the castle.
Who goes in the castle?
Purdy got in full of water.
Purdy got in full of water?
Yeah.
I don't know what you mean.
Tingle in the castle.
Purdy's not well at the moment, is she? Poor old Birgitta. She needs tablets, doesn't she? Crunch, 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 crunch. The sound of Thomas biting his apple. Crunching and munching.
Stupid, stupid, stupid.
Oh, don't keep saying that.
Trevor is spitting. Stupid, stupid, stupid. Stupid.
Travis and Spud are saying stupid, stupid, stupid.
No, just Travis.
Just Travis. Well, Travis is one of the machines in Bob the Builder. Is Travis the tractor? Why would Travis be saying stupid, stupid, stupid? What had happened for Travis to say that?
Oh, no. Spud's saying stupid, stupid.
Oh, is Spud saying stupid, 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 is it? Is Spud the scarecrow?
Yeah. What's this? What's
it? It's a placemat. It's your white clean placemat. It says Walt Disney, 101 Dalmatians. It's a Dalmatian dog, isn't it? Can you see all the paw prints around the edge of the mat?
Yeah.
So you've had a few Rice Krispies, half a piece of toast, and a whole apple. Ooh, are you full now?
No. I feel sick.
You feel sick?
And the sweetie to cheer me up.
The sweetie to cheer me up. If you feel sick, the very last thing you want is a sweetie toast.
Do you have one?
No.
Oh, I'm sick.
Thomas, if you feel sick, the very last thing you want is a sweetie, I promise you.
Three o'clock,
where will it stop? No, don't bang, please.
Story time!
Story time. There's a separate programme on the television called Story Time, isn't there?
Yeah.
I think that starts next week again. I'm feeling that on Friday next week, I think Friday's the 5th of May, Auntie Mabel starts again. Story time normally follows the Auntie Mabel programme. Thomas, don't drop it on the floor, it'll break. And then you won't have a lorry to play with, will you?
No, but I want the post lorry.
Well, your post lorry, Uncle Brian had to mend the wheels on that because you dropped it and the back wheel went funny. Well, Brian can't keep mending all your toys, can he?
No. Brian can't see. He's got some funny glasses on.
Has he? Brian got some funny glasses?
Yeah.
I don't think they're funny. They're just normal glasses, aren't they?
Like my daddy's.
Daddy's got nice glasses. Daddy's just bought some new glasses.
But haven't need another new glasses.
What happened to his other glasses? Well, they were just getting a little bit old. Now, when you need glasses, when you wear glasses, Thomas, it's because you can't see very well. And every now and again, you have to go to the optician. Like Auntie Sam. Auntie Sam's an optician. You have to go and have your eyes tested. And sometimes you can't see as well as you did the time before, in which case you need new glasses, because you see this bit? the actual glass, yeah, that's the bit that you see through. And sometimes that glass needs changing. If your eyes have changed, if you can't see quite like you did the last time, the optician has to put some different glass in there to help you see better. Mummy needs some new glasses, doesn't she?
What for?
Because these are getting a bit old now. I've had these since you were a baby. In fact, before...
I'm a baby, meow.
You're a baby now, meow. Sounds like a baby pussycat, a kitten. Mummy used to always wear contact lenses before I had you. I didn't used to wear glasses, apart from first thing in the morning and last thing at night.
Look, it's up a motorway bridge.
Is it? Oh, the lorry's on the back of your chair and it's on the top of a motorway bridge, is it?
Yeah, it can't stop. It's going move. It's going to see you, can't see the lorry.
I can't now, I wonder where it's gone. I think it's gone under the motorway bridge now, don't you? Is it hiding? I think it might be. What's this? Ah, what is it?
Nothing.
Nothing. It feels like the TNT lorry cab to me. I bet it is.
Yes, not.
Is it not? What is it?
Nothing.
Nothing? It must be something. It must be something because I can feel it.
A
train. What does the train say? A diddly dum, diddly dum, diddly dum. Boo. That's not nice, Tom. Is it?
Why say that order?
We could hear that train. I bet if we'd been standing at Burnage Station now, that train would have just whizzed through really quickly, don't you?
Yeah.
Because they don't go whoo when they're stopping, do they?
No.
They make that noise when they're whizzing past. It sounded very clear actually, that didn't it, this morning? And we haven't got the window open, the bathroom window's open, but nothing's open down here. But it sounded very close. The wind must be blowing in the right direction.
The direction? Down here.
That direction, yes. If we're walking to the station, I'd sort of think of it being over there, but it isn't, is it? It must be over that way.
Papping your feet.
You're patting my feet. You say papping, don't you? But patting my feet. Pat yours.
Look! TNT lorry.
TNT lorry, yes.
Denny's disappearing. Look, he's on there. Denny's hiding again.
He's disappeared. You're about to say he's disappeared again. Why don't you be hiding again? Well, I think it's time for us to disappear now.
What say?
So I think it's time for us to disappear now.
Watch the television!
Is that what you want to do?
Yeah. Linga, 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 linga. Linga, 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 linga.
It wasn't quite time for us to disappear, was it?
No. Linga, 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 linga.
But I'm going to make this table disappear now. I'm going to tidy up. And then would you like a wash?
Linga, ling.
Is that all you're going to say? Dinga, ling.
Linga, 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 linga,
linga. You noisy boy. Would you like some more juice?
No, linga, linga, linga.
What do you say?
Linga, linga.
What do you say?
Linga, linga.
No, you say no, thank you. Well, that's not nice. No excuse for bad manners, Thomas. Is there?
Linga, 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 ling. This feather dropped on the wheel. On that wheel. Like you make that wheel.
Oh, yes. You put a newspaper on the wheel of the lorry. It looks like you put a plaster on it and a elastoplast. You're giving it some first aid.
Oh, yeah. I know. There then put it and put it on his tire.
Has he got a burst tire?
Look, he's put it on his back.
There. Oh yes.
You can see. You can't see your new tire.
I can't now, I know, quite right. Where's it gone?
It's dropped there.
Well, you've dropped it. Well, let's wash your hands and face and then you can get down and look for it.
Cheese!
Why are you shouting out cheese?
Because I'm getting new photographs.
Are you?
Cheese!
Who's asked you to say cheese when you're having a photograph taken?
That's just mummy. Cheese!
Cheese!
Cheese! Cheese! Cheese!
Oh, I see. You're pretending the cab of the lorry is a camera now, are you? Holding it up to your eyes and pretending to take a photograph.
Yeah. I want to be a photograph taken. You may.
You like your photograph taken?
No, I mean yours.
You'd like to take my photograph? Okay, I'll smile. Tell me when to say cheese.
Cheese!
Cheese! Oh, lovely. I hope that one comes out. I think Auntie Mabel might have told Pippin to say cheese.
You want another photograph?
I would love another photograph, please.
Okay.
Just let me smile.
Cheese!
Cheese! Say cheese. Oh, where you've pressed the lorry up to your face, you've got a little ridge, a little mark across your nose. Be careful because it's obviously cutting into you. There we are. I'll just go and get... Your neck feels sticky, doesn't it?
You want another photograph for taking?
Yes, please. Just let me go and rinse the flannel and then I can... Rinse the soap off your hands and face.
Cheese!
Just a second.
Cheese! Cheese! Cheese!
Hold on.
Okay.
There we are.
Cheese!
Cheese! Click.
Click.
And snap. Those are noises that the camera makes. Click and snap.
Before?
Well, they just do.
You want another one to take in?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay. Cheese!
Oh, I wish I'd brushed my hair. I'd put my lipstick on. If I'd known I was having all these photographs, I would have done. What's that?
Yes, a bit of scratch.
A bit of scratch? Your face a little bit sore. Listen, another train. Didn't make a whoo noise though, that one, did it?
No.
There you are, let's try on the towel.
Diddly dum.
Diddly dum.
Diddly dum. No, it's not your diddly dum. No, diddly dum. Diddly dum.
Oh, diddly dum.
It's called diddly dum.
Little dum.
That one. That little one goes beep beep. Diddly dum. Diddly dum.
I think the other one must have been an express because it sounded like it was going very quickly, didn't it? And it sounded like it was quite a long train.
I should have there and watched the trains.
Yes, well, if we were at the station, we would have seen that. There we are. Are you dry? Hey, what's on the towel? What sort of fruit can you see on the towel?
Peach.
Plums. They're plums.
Plums. Strawberries.
Yes.
Pears.
Yes.
And got straws and that.
No, what are those?
Grapes.
Grapes.
And lemons.
No, they're not lemons. What are they?
They're apples.
Apples.
What's that?
Those are blackberries.
Those are lemons.
And what are these?
Hollyberries.
No, they're not hollyberries. We've been talking about
cherries.
Cherries, that's right.
About?
Right. Lemons. Right, tell me again, you got them all right.
Plums.
Yes.
Strawberries.
Yes.
And pears.
And pears.
And grapes.
Grapes, what colour grapes are they? Black grapes.
And apples.
Apples.
And spring flowers.
No. spring flowers. They're black currants or blackberries.
Cherry?
No.
Lemons.
Lemons.
And hollyberries.
No, they're not hollyberries, they're...
Cherries.
Cherries! Well done, good boy.
About those.
Lemons.
Then the lorry can go on there.
The lorry can go on there. In fact, if the lorry wasn't carrying newspaper, the lorry could carry boxes of fruit. You could have plums, strawberries, pears, black grapes, apples, blackcurrants, lemons, and...
Paper stall.
A paper stall and...
Cherries.
Cherries, that's right. Good boy.
And pears.
Yes, there are some pears, aren't there?
You want to eat.